Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to look down upon us, bless us and keep us and love us. We come thanking you, dear Father, for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. For quite often we fall short of our task and our duties, and yet and still, you never cease to love us. So we're praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will awaken to a sense of our duty and do the things that's necessary to make heaven our home. We come praying, dear Father, that you will continue to give us strength and give us foresight so we can continue to look out and find ways to spread the gospel to this known world. We're praying, dear Father, that as we preach and teach your word, that it will fall on deaf ears. And some sinner man or woman will awaken to a sense of his duty and come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying to Father as we stretch out carrying your word, that we, your children, will not grow weary in well-doing, that we will continue to love and care for the world, that we will continue to preach and teach the word of God and preach it so bold and so forcefully that we will bring souls by the thousands. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we continue to exist in this sensitive world, that we know the toils, the troubles, and the problems that the world is facing. We're praying, dear Father, we, your children, will be that great beacon light of hope that says and teaches and preaches the things that will help mankind to humble themselves and come back to God before it's everlasting too late. We're also asking you, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, let us continue to let our light shine. Let it shine so brightly that we will seek out the darkness. You see, dear Father, we understand that darkness cannot put out darkness. Only light can do that. And let our light shine so boldly that it will force out the darkness and bring souls to Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go and travel, that we will continue to seek out our sick, our shut-in, and those who've turned and fallen in love with this present world. Help our preaching stamp out this kind of evil and to bring back the souls that have gotten lost, those who've fallen by the wayside, and those who just won't walk with us anymore. Let us tirelessly preach and teach the word of God. Stand boldly, never knowing defeat or retreat, but going forcefully into this world, bringing our souls as fit subjects for the cause of Christ. We're also asking you, dear Father, that we preach and teach this word, that we will continue to come and set at the feet of our preacher brothers, those who are trying tirelessly to make heaven their home, those who are teaching the word of God, those who are bringing souls to Christ. Let us continue to support them in every effort that they undertake. We're also asking you, dear Father, that as we go, that we will continue to seek out our sick, those who are shut in, those who are in prison, those who can't walk with us anymore. Help us to teach the word that's necessary to prick their hearts so it can produce a sign of repentance in their souls and they'll come back to God before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for those who don't like us, those who turn against us, those brothers and sisters who seek to walk with us no more. Let us continue to preach the word of God, praying that it will touch their souls and bring them back to Christ before it's everlasting too late. And if we've done all of the things that you have commanded of us, we ask that you will grant us a home that up and better kingdom, a place that's been prepared for us from the foundation of the world. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.